This is Dakota Datebook for April 14th. Diphtheria was a wicked disease that killed many children in North Dakota's early years. It is caused by bacteria that produce a deadly toxin in the nose, mouth, and throat, forming a membrane from dead tissue that can suffocate a person. Diphtheria often sickened whole families, and children were especially vulnerable. In 1898, a Zeeland area couple lost 6 of their 8 children in just 26 days. Also in 1898, a diphtheria epidemic struck Bismarck. It began with a 3-year-old boy who died in February after 3 days illness. The wife and 6 children of North Dakota's Commissioner of Agriculture and Labor also fell ill. Their home was fumigated after quarantine. Bismarck school and health officials closed schools for a week, and all homes with diphtheria cases were quarantined. Health authorities made disinfectants and sterilizers available to the public and recommended people avoid gatherings. A North Dakota Agricultural College professor recommended an antitoxin for early treatment and prevention of diphtheria. He wrote to the Bismarck Tribune, "It is but a question of a few years when all infectious diseases will have yielded to the onward march of science." The epidemic in Bismarck appeared to wane in March, but on this date, in 1898, diphtheria was picking up again. Parents kept their children out of school, but by early May, the younger grades were filling up. At least 6 children, ages 6 months to 8 years old, had died in the Bismarck diphtheria scare. Other parts of North Dakota were also hit by diphtheria that spring, including families in Lemoore, Logan, and McIntosh counties. A doctor from the State Board of Health tried to treat and help prevent diphtheria and scarlet fever among Russian settlers, but many families denied having any illness in their homes, even though he found several sick people inside. He said the settlers visited neighbors, held public gatherings, and made no efforts at isolating the sick. He wanted to temporarily suspend church services, but the sheriff wouldn't oblige. He knew he would lose re-election if he closed churches. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.